Hey there, sleepyhead. Did you have pleasant dreams? You were out cold for a while there. Didn't even stir when I carried you to my room. I was gonna wake you, but, well, you seemed so comfy, and I wasn't about to pass up another opportunity to watch you sleep. Don't play coy, darling. You know who I am, don't you? Good boy. That's right. I'm the woman who called to you in the night. The one who stood guard outside your room, making sure you were safe. See, I told them you'd recognize me. I knew you heard my whispers in your mind, in your heart. You didn't mind too much, did you? That I spoke to you like that? I just kept seeing you toss and turn in bed. It looked like you were having nightmares or something. I thought it might help if I talked to you in your sleep, like reading you a bedtime story. You weren't really awake, so might not remember, but I'd tell you about my day, or little snippets from my past, memories, snapshots of emotion. You stopped moving around so much in your sleep after a while, so I figured it worked, though I couldn't actually be sure. Really? Well, I'm glad you liked my story so much, sweetheart. I just wish I'd made it a little clearer that they weren't dreams. Do you know my name? Daniela. Yes, I assume my mother filled you in on the situation about who I am, what I want from you. You don't have to agree to any of this. I know it may seem too late after everything that's happened, but it isn't. You can still leave if you want. No one will pursue you. No one will come wreak vengeance on your family. I don't tend to give people choices. In fact, I really never do. But you get to choose. So, what do you say, sweetheart? Do you still want to be my husband? Good boy. Honestly, I figured as much, but this way it's like you got to make the decision yourself. I let you show me how much you need me. How, even after being brought here by force, you still chose to stay with your loving wife. You know you want to be mine. You're my mate. My cold heart's one desire. I knew no warmth before you, except blood. No love. But that for my family. Without you, I'd be lost, so of course you wouldn't leave. My good boy couldn't even dream of doing something so horrible. And you are my good boy, sweetheart. You always have been. Oh, sweetie, I know you better than you think. This isn't the first time we've met, after all. We were friends a long, long time ago. When you were called by another name. Mm-hmm. It's true. You don't believe me, do you? Well, perhaps I can help jog your memory. There's one story I've been particularly fond of telling you recently. I thought it might spark something in you, bring back feelings suppressed deep in your unconscious. Can't quite put your finger on it, can you? Perhaps you remember seeing a gallant knight, one strangely similar to me? Yes? Now that I mention it, the resemblance really is striking, isn't it? I was somewhat straight-laced then, and infinitely more boring. Despite not being a noble, I stubbornly tried to stick to that idolized version of chivalry. Even glorified mercenaries can have pride in their work, I suppose. Still, I had my dear squire by my side, and he made that little life all the brighter. I'd never met anyone as devoted as he was. Not that I helped much. I brought him on every campaign, said that he was the only thing that made the fighting worth it. I wasn't lying, but it was selfish to tell him that. Sometimes I wonder if he'd have stayed behind if I'd asked him. If you would have just waited at home for a little bit, away from all the danger. Probably not. Still, I should have tried. I remember losing sight of you. Only for a second. A blink of the eye. I was too focused on the enemy ahead of me. I didn't realize that we'd gotten separated. And I tried to look for you. I searched everywhere. But it was too late. Beneath the shroud of the foggy dew, you waited for me. You held on until I could come for you, said that you just wanted to see my face one last time. After you were gone, I didn't know what to do with myself. I wandered for a few years, searching for what? I honestly couldn't say. There wasn't anything left for me in life. Maybe I just needed to keep moving. Who knows? But it was then, at my lowest point, that I met Lady Dimitrescu. She offered me an escape, and I took it. More than that, though, she gave me comfort. Took me in as a family. Everything else I threw away in exchange for that was worth it. Well, I probably don't have to explain myself. You've already met her. My mother can be very persuasive when she wants to, don't you think? If you're loyal to her, she'll give you anything you want. Even that which you believe lost can be returned. I didn't think in my wildest dreams that I'd be able to talk to you like this once more. Yet here you are, my dear squire, back again to serve his knight. The second I saw you while passing through the village, I knew my love was alive again. Of course, you look the part, but it's more than that. I can sense who you are, just as clearly as I can tell the scent of blood. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long. I understand how shocking this must be, but if you just stop and look into my eyes, I'm sure you'll see that I'm right. We've been given another chance. Across an ocean of time, you've traveled to be with me. Beyond death, even. Listen to me. Nothing can keep us apart. I'll make sure of that. You seem so at peace, darling. See, this is why I wanted you to be ready before I came over. This way there's no fuss, no fighting, because you're calm enough to see the truth. It didn't take long for you to get your manners back, did it? Yeah? Did you have a lot of fun with Mommy? Good. I asked her to give you a very warm welcome. After all, my little cutie pie deserves only the best. I hope you don't mind that I didn't dress you. I thought it would be a bit of a waste, since I planned on having you stripped for me anyway. What? I can't admire my husband's body. You do belong to me, you know. So if I want to have my way with you, I can. That was our first kiss. I didn't get a chance before, so I'm gonna make up for it now, okay, sweetie? I love you. I finally said it at the end, but I wasn't sure you'd heard me. I think you heard me this time, though. However, just in case, I love you. I love you. I can't keep my hands off of you, sweetie. Just this much is enough to drive me wild. I can keep going, can't I? Don't lie, darling. You're just as excited as I am, aren't you? It's okay. To feel the hands of your wife on you for the first time, it's no wonder you got hard. Oh, that's it. Take my tongue in your mouth. Good boy. Grind yourself into my hand. Feel the blood rushing to your aching heart. Oh, good boy. Moan as much as you want. Fuck. Listening to you moan is turning me on. Oh, yes, touch me. Just slip your hand under my panties. Can you tell how wet you made me, sweetie? I need you so badly. I fantasized about this for so many years, and now that I finally have you again, it's almost too much. I really, really miss you, cutie pie. I was afraid you wouldn't love me anymore after you saw what I've become, but now I can see how silly that was. Of course you still love me. This, all of this, was meant to happen. My long life was a gift given to me so that I could be with you again. Good boy. Keep telling me how much you love me. You're twitching in my hand, baby. I'm getting you really worked up, aren't I? This is only a taste of what I can do to you. Don't move, sweetheart. I'm just gonna take the rest of my clothes off and move down on the bed. Look at how hard you are. Your cock is pulsing so desperately. How about I lick the swollen head? Yeah? Does that feel good, sweetheart? My tongue on your shaft? Going all the way down and then back up again? Such a good fucking boy. I love it when I tease you, slut. It makes you shudder in pleasure when I use your body like this. Keep begging, sweetheart. You're already leaking. Oh, listen to those moans. My lips feel amazing, don't they? Even soft little kisses on your tip make you whimper. Do you want me to suck you off, baby? Yeah? Then you have to promise not to come yet, okay? And don't worry, I'll be very careful with my fangs. You taste incredible. To think I had to wait so long to do this to you. To see you turn into a submissive mess for me. But it's okay. Everything I went through is worth it. And because you're here. And I'm never going to let you get hurt again. My love. My husband. Just forget about all the pain of the past. You're safe with me. Good boy. Feel my warm mouth around your cock. See how deep I can take you, sweetie. Your balls must be aching so much right now. I bet you can't wait to blow that thick load inside your wife's tight little pussy. Do you want to thrust inside me until all that seed comes spurting into my fertile womb? Fuck, I can't hold back anymore. I'm already dripping down my thighs. Watch me straddle you. Good boy. Are you ready to consummate our marriage? Who owns you? Good boy. I may decide to share you with my sisters every once in a while, but in the end, you belong to me and me alone. Look. look in my eyes, honey. Do you give yourself to me? To have and to hold? I love you too. Feel me rubbing my wetness over the tip of your cock and getting you lifted up before I slowly lower myself onto you. Oh, fuck. Just give me a second to adjust. I feel so full. It's incredible. Okay, I'm gonna start moving. How does it feel, sweetheart, to look up at your beautiful wife as she rides you? God, you're adorable. I really just want to devour you. Yes, and play with my breasts. Oh, holy shit, good boy. And keep rubbing my nipples. And just like that. I love you so much, sweetie. I thought about you every day after I lost you. I wish more than anything that I could have you back. And for whatever reason, my wish was granted. So I promise I'll make it right this time. Yes, thrust back up into me. Harder. Fuck me harder, baby. Feel the walls of my pussy clenching around you. Kiss me. I was going to wait until after the ceremony to do this, but screw it. I want to drink from you, sweetheart. I want to bury my fangs into the soft flesh of your neck and feel the blood trickle down my chin. But you have to offer it first. You have to give yourself to me fully in body and soul. Yeah? You really are the best, honey. Okay, now just move your head to the side and expose your neck. There you go. Are you ready, baby? When I bite you, you'll feel a sharp sting of pain first, and then the most intense pleasure of your life. In fact, you'll probably come right then, so be prepared. Here, I'll count you down, so it isn't too much of a shock. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Your cock is pulsing so hard. That was the best thing I've ever experienced. Drinking your blood was like taking a piece of your very soul. I can still feel it. It's as if you're a part of me now. Fuck. I honestly didn't expect it to be that intense. Oh, sweetie. You're all mine now. We'll be together forever, just us and our little family. And I do mean forever. Well, I could get us a pair of rings, but wouldn't you prefer having a nice little collar to wear? I thought so. Don't worry, sweetie. We'll have plenty of time to work everything out, You'll get adjusted to your new life in no time. So for now, just let me hold you. Good boy. Go to sleep for me, okay?